بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. One of the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله is Ibn Abbas, Abdullah bin Abbas bin عبد المطلب, the cousin of the Prophet, the cousin of Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام. He was 13 when the Prophet passed away, they say. And it's interesting, I have to make a point here, that they call him a Sahabiyun Jalil, a great companion of the Prophet. But he's only 13 when the Prophet passed away. We don't have a problem with this. But the Shia school has a question, a very simple question. And that is, why is it that a person like Ibn Abbas is considered a great companion? And he really was. He's a great individual. He's a great figure in Islam. But when Imam Ali alayhi salam is the first to become Muslim, people don't accept it. They say this doesn't count. Why? Because Imam Ali alayhi salam was not baligh. He wasn't an adult yet when he embraced Islam. Some people, this is their argument for why Imam Ali alayhi salam doesn't count as the first man, the first person to embrace Islam during the Prophet's time. They say he was young, it doesn't count. Well, if it doesn't count, then why is it that with Ibn Abbas, he's a great companion, although he was only 13 when the Prophet passed away? Anyway, let's speak about Ibn Abbas a little bit. He's a faqih, he's a mufassir, he's a muhaddith, he's a great Islamic scholar of his time, and many books have the hadith that he has narrated from the Prophet. And the Shia school, of course, believes that he has learned very much under Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. He participated in many of the battles, or you can say all of the battles of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the Battle of Jamal, Siffin, Nahrawan. They say he participated in all of these on Imam Ali alayhi salam's side. And he's the narrator of the tragedy of Thursday. There is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari that speaks of Raziyatul Khamis or Raziyatul Yawmil Khamis, the tragedy of Thursday. And this is referring to when the Prophet was ill on his deathbed, when the Prophet said, bring me a pen and paper so that I can write something that you will not be misguided after me because of it. The Prophet wants to write something that after him, people, if they go by it, they will not be misguided forever. And we all know the story, that some people in that gathering, they said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَهْجُرْ. The Prophet is speaking nonsense. The Prophet doesn't know what he's talking about. Some hadith in Sahih Muslim or Sahih Bukhari, they say that that some people there said that the Prophet, لَيَهْجُرْ, he's speaking nonsense. Other narrations or accounts, they say that Umar, he said that قَدْ غَلَبَهُ الْوَجَعْ, that pain has overtaken the Prophet. So the Prophet doesn't know what he's saying. Some said, other accounts say, Umar said that the pain has taken over the Prophet. Ibn Abbas, he narrates this story, and they say he would shed tears when he talked about it. And he said, Yawm al-Khamis, this day, what a day it was. What a bad day it was that they did not listen to the Prophet. They did not bring the pen and paper for the Prophet to write what he wanted to write. Ibn Abbas is the one who narrates this story, and there's other things that he has narrated too. I just wanted to narrate this so that we know who he was. The only thing about him is that he wasn't in Karbala. He was not there, although he was almost the same age as Imam al-Husayn, but he did not take part in the Battle of Karbala, and he didn't continue the journey from Mecca with Imam al-Husayn. Some say it's because he was blind then. Some say that what's for sure is that towards the end of his life, he did become blind, and that's why he did not go with the Imam. But whatever the reason is, it doesn't matter right now. We want to see what he says to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now, Ibn Abbas, he comes to the Imam and starts speaking to the Imam about how he wishes that the Imam does not continue with his journey. He tells the Imam, O cousin, although I may show that I have patience in the face of you parting me, but the truth is I have no patience, because I fear that you will be killed on this journey you have embarked on, and your children will be taken prisoner. Because the people of Iraq break their promises and are not reliable. So he's very sad that the Imam is continuing with his journey. So he tells them, he says, stay in Mecca until they kick out Yazid's representative out of Iraq, or if you're insistent on leaving Mecca right now, go to Yemen, because the Shia of Yemen, they are followers of your father, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. They are Shia of you and followers of you. At least go to Yemen if you are insistent on leaving Mecca and you don't want to wait for the people to kick the representative of Yazid out of Iraq. This is what he tells the Imam. But the Imam, what does he tell him? The Imam says, Yabna'am, inni wallah la'a'lamu annaka nasihun mushfiq. وَقَدْ أَزْمَعْتُ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. He says, O cousin, O Ibn Abbas, I know by Allah, the Imam says, by Allah I know that you are well meant and you love us and are kind, but I have made my decision to continue with my journey and I'm not going to stop. So when Ibn Abbas sees that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is going to continue his journey, he says, okay then, at least leave the women and children behind. If you're going to go and you're going after supporters and all of that, fine, you're going to start a rise, or it's going to be an opposition to Yazid and his government, fine. But why are you going to take women and children with you? Here the Imam answers him with one simple, small, short line. He says, يَبْنَ عَمْ مَا أَرَى إِلَّا الْخُرُوجِ بِالْأَهْلِ وَالْوَلَدِ. The Imam says, I don't see any way out of it. The only thing that I can do is to take the ahl, the women, the family, and the children with me. There is no way out of it. This is the only decision I'm going to have to make. Why? Because when we look at it, us normal people, we don't know what's going on. We don't know that Allah is behind this plan. So when we look at it, we say, okay, we weigh it out, we say, okay, if you're going to go and you want to fight, fine. But why are you going to take women and children with you? But when Imam Hussein looks at it, because of his divine knowledge that Allah has given to the Prophet, that has given to Imam Ali, all the way to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they have informed each other of Allah's plans. They know that Allah is not just a normal movement that he has planned and has in store for Imam al-Hussein. This is a seed that is going to be planted by Imam Hussein's blood that the women and children are going to have to water, so that this seed grows into something that we see the fruits of it today. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.